3, 2, 1, action.
Hello, welcome to Elite Speak, where we talk about stupid bullshit about games and whatever. I'm Matt.
I'm Jesse.
I'm Thomas.
I'm Gio.
And there are the people who should be here, but they're assholes and are late, so whatever.
Yep.
Undependable.
So we're just going to jump into news and then fuck them.
Yep.
Fuck the news. We're fucking the news now.
The first little bit of news I got here is Microsoft is launching the Xbox One in China in September, which is really weird because China's been in this weird limbo where they're not allowed to have fun ever.
Oh, yeah.
Because of outside influence.
That's China for you.
Yeah. Yep. And it's weird that Microsoft, of all people, is the one finally getting in.
You know why?
No.
They need more sales.
Big
they have
time.
To resort to China.
Yeah.
So
please let us sell your...
Huh? I don't think it will sell much in China, though.
I don't know. I feel like people are just going to be, like, waiting in line to buy it, and they, like, turn around, the government's, like, right behind them, being, like, shaking their heads. They're like, don't buy that. They're like,
That's my Xbox. You get no price.
I think it's releasing in Japan at the exact same time as it's releasing there.
Oh.
Which doesn't matter, because the Xbox sells, like, garbage in Japan anyways.
No, I would imagine so.
Which I heard a rumor that actually Platinum is working on an exclusive Xbox One game.
That's retarded.
How is that retarded? Platinum
because
is the best.
Because it's Xbox One.
Yeah.
But it's Platinum.
And I want to be able to play whatever Platinum makes.
You know, I don't really... I don't have beef with Xbox.
Hey,
I mean, I think it's
don't
fine.
Don't impress me.
Yeah, I'll have to agree. I don't think... They don't really impress me. I've also, you know, been a huge PlayStation fan. But you know what? I don't really care. I like...
Well,
video games.
That and
so.
Specs-wise, the PS4 literally is better than Xbox
One.
No,
clearly the Wii U is.
You can shut your goddamn mouth.
Yeah,
I actually want a Wii U. Speaking of Wii
too.
U.
Wii U is amazing.
I heard that they're actually, you know, Mario 8 Wii U Deluxe Bundle will ship on the same day the game launches, which is in a couple of days. At the end of this month, I think.
That's pretty cool.
You're such a little Jew. But
who's a Jew?
Nothing.
Me?
That was a nice segue.
Oh.
It was fantastic. I
Thanks.
Like it.
Thank you.
Was it?
Wait,
but yeah.
So do you guys know the price for the bundle? Or?
Yeah, it's $330, something like that.
That's not actually bad. That's a hell of a deal. Like,
yeah, you well, because, yeah, it comes with the game, the Wii Wheel, a remote, and the actual console. And it's the 32-gig console, you know, the black one.
And don't you get, like, your pick of, like, what, two games or three games for free or something?
Yeah, if you register Mario Kart 8, and it can be either the physical version or the digital version, it doesn't matter. If you register it on Club Nintendo, then you can pick. You can just get a free fucking Wii game, Wii U
Dude.
Game.
So
are you guys a fan of digital copies, or are you guys a fan of physical?
I like physical for collector's sake.
Yeah.
I just like having the thing there.
I like digital because then you don't have to get up, change the disc.
Yeah.
Really? Is that the only reason?
Also, it's like right there. So, like, let's say the disc breaks or something, or like you try and go buy it, but no one has it. It's like, oh, I want the game, but nobody has it.
Yeah, that too.
I like either or. It all depends. Like, I know with the Dynasty Warriors games, they're never making hard copies again. So, that's the thing. So, I have to go digital. So, I really don't mind. Honestly.
I don't know, I take care of my games, so I really prefer physical copies.
Yeah.
It's really an either-or, because, like, I don't want to, like, say, like, with the PS2 classics, I don't want to bring out my PlayStation 2 just to play a PlayStation 2 game when I could just play it digitally.
Well, that's different.
You know?
If I can play a game, like a past game, in, like, a higher frame rate or resolution or whatever... Then I'll do that.
Yeah, same.
Exactly.
But
you guys like Game Boy Advance games?
Yeah.
Let's play it on the Wii U.
Yeah.
Like
that's
I don't get that.
I don't either. But
that pissed me off.
I mean, I guess it's a good move on their part just to get
more sales.
Yeah.
Which they're doing shit, by the way.
They're really pushing the Wii U this year.
It doesn't make any sense, though.
It really doesn't.
No.
I guess because the 3DS is already selling better.
They had the ambassador program, though. They're like, hey, look. Game Boy Advance games on your 3DS.
Oh, stupid. Because they're not available anymore.
I know.
But we talked about this last week, like, the whole conversation about it.
Are you guys going to get Persona 4Q? Or whatever it is. I forgot the name of it.
Persona 4Q, Labyrinth of whatever.
The only thing I'll be getting, or maybe renting or whatever, is Persona 5 whenever that happens.
Why are you just going to rent it?
Fuck. What?
Why are you just going to rent it?
Oh, because I don't know. I want to make sure it's a game worth my money first.
I'm sure it is.
Well, I mean, because I played 4, I wasn't really impressed.
Oh, I liked 4 a lot more than 3, to be honest.
3 was garbage. But
I was playing 3. Original ruined that for me.
Original 3 is actually garbage because you can't control your party members.
Hate
the only one I played was
that.
P3P. That's the funny part.
Oh, P3P is good.
I played it on Kyle's PSP back in the day, and I was like, this game's fucking boring. I played it for like an hour, and I was like, what the fuck?
Speaking of PSP, you know what I think is kind of sad?
What?
Is that the PSP can emulate. I mean, I know it's homebrew. But the PSP can emulate, like, pretty much almost everything. And the 3DS can't play Super Nintendo. It's, like, legitimately the hardware is not good enough to play Super Nintendo games.
Which is fucking weird.
I know.
It doesn't make any sense.
Like, that was, like, one of the things I wanted my 3DS for, because I thought it would be able to.
Yeah.
And especially, like, on the XL screen.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, that would have been so awesome, but they can't.
Can't you if you, like, hack it?
I think so. I don't know how good it is. Well, anyway, that's Nintendo's excuse or something. I don't know if they said they weren't bringing it.
We didn't say what games were going to be available through the that free game thing.
Oh, is Nintendo doing a free game thing too?
No, remember the when you register Mario Kart.
Oh yeah.
We only have 4 in North America. If in Europe, there's actually 10.
What?
Yeah, including like Sonic Lost World and a couple other shitty games. But honestly, we got the best ones over here. Wind Waker, HD, Mario Bros. U, Pikmin 3, and a Wii Party U.
How come it's now everyone's just like, oh, I love Wind Waker, even the people who were just like, Wind Waker sucks.
It's one of those things where it's like Luigi's Mansion, where when it came out, people shit all over it, but over the years, it kind of grew up into this big thing.
Because they realized how good it is, actually.
I don't like Wind Waker.
I love Wind Waker.
Like, it's not bad.
Dude,
I know why
people best.
Like it, but I'm not a fan of it.
You know,
Skyward Sword
that
is a big bag of dicks.
Yeah, Skyward Sword sucks.
It's alright.
That's what I was about to say. Like, I don't understand how people actually fully enjoy that game. Like, okay, the story's pretty good, it looks nice, music's good, but gameplay's...
It is the only Zelda game that I have promptly not finished because of how much I fucking hated it.
Really?
Yes. Like, I still haven't finished it because
story-wise or gameplay-wise?
What?
Story-wise or gameplay-wise? Because gameplay-wise...
I don't play fucking Zelda games for the story. Because they're garbage. But
they're not garbage.
I play it for the gameplay. The gameplay pissed me off.
Well, did you like this? Well, like, from the story, did you like it at all? From, like, the story?
Yes. I mean, Majora's Mask and Twilight Princess were more compelling than that.
Yeah, I guess you're right.
But anyway,
speaking of Majora's Mask, they are making a remake, aren't they?
No, it's been rumored.
Yeah, it's rumored, but they may as well at this point.
Wait for E3. Wait for
E3.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure. When is E3 this year, by the way?
It's June 10th through 12th, but the press conferences are on the 9th.
So, I mean, I think it's safe to assume, you know, since the bad sales and everything, or, like, the sales haven't met their quota or whatever, I think it's safe to assume they're going to wait for E3, and they're going to pump everyone up for Majora's Mask. Especially because, I don't know if you saw, a bunch of people kept asking. I think it might have been the CEO. They said the answer will be in Link's Awakening, and you see a Majora's Mask on the wall.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, Link to the Past?
Yeah. No, Link Between Worlds.
Oh, yeah, sorry, Link Between Worlds.
Yeah.
Link to the Past 2.
Well, I mean,
literally
yeah.
What it's called in Japan, actually.
Wow. But yeah, I think they are going to do it.
So,
I don't give a shit.
Bravely Default 2. Anybody looking forward to that?
Didn't they just release that? Like,
well, in America, but I mean, the first game came out like a year or two ago.
I didn't really care for Bravely Default. I played the demo and...
I, Yeah, I didn't either.
I didn't care.
It's not bad, but I was just like, what,
It's a lot
dude?
better than Lightning Returns as a Final Fantasy game.
Oh, definitely. I played that and I was like, this is retarded.
You see, what I
Like the
want
demo, at least.
is 15.
I do too. Everyone wants
Yeah.
15.
And
I kind of want 15.
2007, or 6, I mean.
Yeah, 2006.
I remember when they first announced it. I was just like, I even have a it says a poster for that game, and it still says Versus 13.
Yep.
Yeah.
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 This is sad. I'm sad.
Remember
It's
when they're
okay. Well,
like, Final
then
Fantasy
let's get
13, Final Fantasy Versus 13, coming on the PlayStation 3 only. And several
shut
years
your
later, Final
god.
Fantasy 13 is going to be on the Xbox 360 as well, but Versus is only going to be PS3. All right, 13 2. Lightning Returns. Final
Everyone's
Fantasy 15.
just like, what?
Yeah, the 15 Kingdom Hearts 3 are going to be multi-plats, and I'm pissed off about
I'm
that.
so mad. I think Microsoft paid up the ass for him.
Well, I'm sure.
No
Kingdom Hearts.
doubt.
Okay, Final Fantasy 15 being multi-plat doesn't bother me as much,
Because
but Kingdom
the
Hearts
yeah.
3 really grinds my butthole.
15 was supposed to, or Versus 13 was supposed to be only for PlayStation, and they were
And
just
it
like,
was not.
then Squeenix, just shit on us.
Yeah. They seem to do that a lot, you know,
Kingdom Hearts
especially.
3 only on the Wii U.
Have you guys seen summaries of that fucking Final Fantasy X novel?
No.
Yeah.
Oh my
No.
god. Oh
Tina's
my
Tina go
god.
to an island. He thinks it's a blitz ball. He kicks it. It turns out it's a bomb.
He blows up for no fucking. God damn it.
And
He
then
fucking dies.
the fact, like, the thing is, at the end of 10, he fades away. So pretty much like he dies, but he just goes
Yeah.
back to not existing. He comes back in 10-2, and then dies again. And then the whole fucking audio drama at the like that comes with the 10-10-2 HD remix
Yeah.
collection, it's fucking garbage. Sin comes back for no reason. Yuna breaks up with Tidus for no
Yeah, they
reason.
fucking break up.
She's like, "I don't love you
Why
anymore. I'm with somebody else." And he's just like, "What?"
Well, here's the best part. When he blows up, his head pops off and lands in her lap.
Yep.
What the fuck are you
Get
guys talking
it?
about?
What
It's
is
an
going on?
official Final Fantasy X novel that was released in the past couple months in Japan.
It's
And
so
it's been
bad.
panned so hard.
This year.
Yes.
Yes.
2014.
Yes.
Nuh-uh. Yeah.
Yeah.
I'm calling BS. No.
No.
I'm calling the cops.
Okay, I'm calling my
I'm not
dad.
even kidding, because me and my girlfriend have had extensive talks over this and how bullshit it is, because 10 is her favorite one, and I'm just like, oh
And the guy that
my
directed
god.
10 is the guy that did the Lightning trilogy.
Exactly.
And he's
He's
like he's trying to ruin 10. He's like 10 too. It's like, it's
ruining
not that bad.
everything.
The audio drama. Okay, this is pretty shitty. The book. This is super shitty. 10-3 is gonna be a thing and it's gonna be pretty bad. And
Oh
apparently it's gonna
god.
have Orin's daughter as the main character.
Yes, Orin had a daughter. That's another
Apparently,
thing.
yeah.
Wait,
And
what?
her best friend apparently is dating Yuna, seems. He's like, I want to tell you something. I'm in love with Yuna. And she's just like, what? And then Yuna's like, hey, I'm breaking up with you. And he's just like, what? Oh, hey, guess what? Sin's back now. What?
Wait. I need to see this
It's not
train
even
wreck
like it's
to
not even
know
a bad
this.
fan fiction. Like, it's worse than a bad fan fiction.
Because it's
It's like My
canon.
Immortal. It is literally like My Immortal.
But
That's
it's
what it sounds
canon.
like.
So.
The only thing that's canon is it should be fired out of a fucking Kang into another fucking
Like, you guys
universe.
want to hear it?
No, I don't.
No.
No,
Let's
I
move
don't
on.
want to kill myself.
Okay, yeah, let's
But
move on,
the
please.
Mario Kart. All kinds of fucking Mario Kart info was released in the past week. So much shit.
Yeah.
Dude,
Like, they
it
released the
looks
full track list
amazing.
on the website. They have the full list of characters. They have previews of all the stages and music. The full soundtrack was released. Just so
You
much
know Mario
shit.
Kart 8 is
Sound
gonna be the
soundtrack
console
sounds
saver.
amazing. Like, I
It
love the
does.
soundtrack.
Dude, I love the new Rainbow Road. It
It
looks
looks
like the
good.
space station Rainbow Road. Holy shit.
No, I almost want a Wii U.
I really want a Wii U now.
But that's the thing. Mario Kart 8 is supposed to be the game that's going to sell Wii U's, and if it doesn't, Nintendo is going to fail with the Wii U.
Yeah.
I mean, Smash Bros. Is big, but Mario Kart's actually bigger.
No, did you hear about that guy who hacked their website thingy and found that they might be announcing a new console this year?
What?
Yeah, they
they debunked that.
They did debunk it?
Yeah, they came out and said, no, we're not releasing, we're not showing off anything new, any new hardware at E3 or anything.
Because when I looked it up, it kind of didn't sound like it was true. It kind of sounded like BS, but, like, when you saw, like, the little evidence that they showed, then
they let out, like, an article came out or something like that last week, and they were like, no, that's bullshit.
And it's going to involve Kevin Spacey.
Kevin Bacon.
You know, the only character I don't like in this new Mario Kart 8 is Golden Princess Peach. She shouldn't be in there.
They should put Reggie in the new Mario Kart.
No.
Yes.
Someone's in there? No, he's not in there. Is he?
They need to put Reggie in there.
They need to put Reggie in anything.
They just need to use Reggie for all DLC.
Wonderful 101
sequel. Speaking of DLC, I'm really surprised that Nintendo's actually doing like a season pass everything I was shocked. I never thought like Nintendo would do DLC. Not that I really care.
Well, I mean, they've been doing it for a while.
It's just been like little games.
Like Sonic Lost World had some.
Oh yeah. Keep forgetting Sonic is
a
Nintendo territory now.
Practically. Although the new one, Sonic Boom, has nothing to do with Nintendo. But anyway.
There's quite a few games with DLC that Nintendo has.
Well, I mean, Mario Kart's bigger, and I don't know, it's Mario Kart. I just wouldn't imagine DLC, you know what I mean?
Apparently, in one of the new racers, it's called Pink Gold Peach.
What?
She's a counterpart to Metal Mario. She's just Peach, but shiny pink.
I thought she was gold.
Thing.
Yeah, I thought she was gold and her card is pink.
Yeah.
No, she's like a pinkish gold.
Wait.
She's still gold though.
Oh, just look at the. It's on the website.
I saw her. I thought it was complete garbage. I thought they needed to add a new character besides the other Peach.
Well, they've added shit tons of new characters, like all the Koopa kids and all that, but.
Yeah, that's cool, but they should.
And baby Rosalina.
Yeah, that was pretty cool.
I don't care what anyone says, I love Double Dash.
Double Dash is
pretty good. Pretty good.
I hope they bring back the whole double mechanic thing. Or at least make it an option.
The track list, like the race courses in 8, holy shit. Like the music is amazing and the tracks are fantastic.
The music is truly amazing.
And dude, the remade Rainbow Road from N64... Seen it?
Yep.
Beautiful.
Oh, God.
Oh, didn't the new Kirby game come out?
It's just like every other Kirby game. You haven't missed much.
Well, after we get done with
still
the
Kirby.
After we get done with news, we'll get into game releases.
Still done.
For this week.
True.
We have something, a story that came out, I think it was today, is that the light bar on PS4 controllers actually has a use.
Oh, yeah, I heard about that.
Yeah, it was used. It was put in there for the Morpheus headset. Like the VR headset that they're making, yeah.
I kind of want that, actually.
Eh. I mean, it's cool. Virtual reality is always cool, but I don't care about it until something super impressive comes out.
Yeah, wait.
Yeah.
80 years.
We're one step closer to the Metal Gear universe and have VR training.
Gun control.
That means we're closer to Metal Gear Rising.
Yay!
Rules of Nature!
By the way, I think only Matt knows, but I bought a replica of Raiden's sword.
Oh, you did?
Yeah.
That's kind of awesome.
I got the Raiden like blade lamp because I got the collector's edition.
Dude, I want that thing so bad.
Kind of super lame.
It's not lame.
I know Cameron has it.
Yeah, I know. I want to steal it from him.
It looks so sexy, but, like, I don't want it. Awesome. It's like, I want the Skyrim statue for the, like, pre-order. So bad.
I just want sexy booby figures. That's all I care about.
Big-breasted anime chicks. Matt Dunson.
I already have one.
Gosh,
so I'm getting
I know,
there.
Matt.
Why don't you just make one of your own?
I can't.
Just get some Play-Doh.
I would if I could, believe me.
See, here's what you do. You get some Play-Doh, you get to roll two things into balls, and there you go.
Stick it on. I'll stick it on my Toy Story piggy bank.
Or get a 3D printer and just print out anime bitches all day long. It'll work out. That's the future, right?
No, the future is going to be virtual reality sex. With anime.
Thomas,
they already have that, dude.
Thomas, stop.
They literally already have that. Like,
yeah,
they have hentai games.
Yeah, you could get that. They got like
a. It's like something that you put on, like, your penis.
Yeah, it literally is. It's like this machine.
That you could plug into your computer while you're playing the game, and then you make the chick, like, use her feet to rub your cock, and then it works.
I've seen it in action. It's weird.
Yeah, me too.
Like, the guy didn't actually have his wiener out because it was a public event, but.
I'd have my wiener out.
But you could see it on the screen, and, like, it was just a little anime girl.
Yeah, giving foot jobs.
Yeah, well, no, she wasn't giving foot jobs, you fucking faggot.
Well, whatever she was doing. I know I saw one that was, like, a foot job one, and it's, like, the machine's shaped like a foot, like, 2
wow.
feet. And you just, I guess, stick your dick in the middle of it.
Get a boob job one.
That'd be kind of cool.
And then we'll get into the weird, creepy stuff that's not actually physically possible.
Yeah, I know.
In real life.
Thomas, shut up.
Yeah, Thomas, shut the fuck
Seriously,
up.
Shut the fuck up.
Matt,
what?
Any other news?
Yeah, we got a couple more. Nintendo is jumping on the Skylanders Disney Infinity train.
Wait, what?
Yeah, okay. What it is called, they're calling it NFP for now. It's called Nintendo Figurine Platform. And it's like Skylanders in that you buy Nintendo figurines. But the difference is that instead of just using them in one, like, sandbox game or something like that, you will use them in all kinds of different Wii U games.
Wait.
And you won't need, like, a little... Because you know how Skylanders and Disney Infinity need, like, a little portal?
Yeah.
Like, you put the things on and they go in the game. You don't need that. They just wirelessly connect to the Wii U, so you don't fucking need that.
Oh, I want to get the Bayonetta one.
And apparently... And the figurines will actually store data on themselves, like, pertaining to itself. Like, so if you change the stats or something, or you, like... I don't know how it works yet, but...
So, like,
it'll just,
say,
like, save some kind of information on the actual character.
That's weird.
So, say, like, it, like, leveled up or whatever. Like, you had Kirby
yeah.
Link,
and
then
it'll
leveled
save it
up,
to that
save
figure.
It to it? That's kind of
yeah.
fucking weird. How much are these figures going to cost?
Well, they haven't said yet, but they will be showing off more stuff at E3 about them. And we, by the end of the year, we will have Wii U games that implement these figures.
Really?
And
a 2, come on.
But... They will also have them for 3DS as well. They will be interchangeable with 3DS games.
What?
But the 3DS will use a portal.
Yay.
But it's just like a little tiny wireless portal that you just...
So you have to...
Because
attach...
it's the 3DS and it needs to have that. But we won't have 3DS games that use it until next year.
So what's the whole purpose for it to be on the 3DS then?
I don't know. Well, if maybe
absolutely
it,
nothing.
Well,
until next
no.
year.
It's with all kinds of different games. It's not just with one game like Skylanders does.
Oh, I know.
Or like
I mean,
Infinity does. So it'll have different uses depending on what game it is. It's in. And I'm thinking this might be something they've been planning to use with Smash Bros. As well.
So you're thinking that you could buy said figures, keep your stats from like.
Yeah, because they said
and...
that they're going to have something in the 3DS version where you train and grow your characters or something and then transfer them to the Wii U. So I'm thinking this might have something to do with it.
Good.
That's how they're probably going to do, like, DLC characters, maybe.
Yeah.
Maybe. Oh, that'd be
Bayonetta.
Bayonetta needs to be in it.
That would be so good.
Thomas, you're...
We all know she's your waifu, but whatever.
Her character's lame and boring, but
who,
the games are good.
No, she's not. She's not boring at all.
She's pretty boring.
She is a boring character, Thomas.
No.
And that's like three of us saying it. Like,
I'm a witch! I shoots with my feet!
And she's a sexy witch. This is coming from me.
Oh, the hair clothing. Oh man, my hair is like my clothing. And
I will say though, her design in Bayonetta 2 is way less atrocious than in the first game.
Isn't it because it was for Wii or something?
I don't know. Because like her hairstyle in the first game.
I liked her hairstyle in the first game. It was pretty cool.
I hated it. I mean, technically her hairstyle is her whole outfit, but fuck that. Her actual thing on her head looked fucking retarded.
I think her hairstyle looked fine.
I mean, it's very iconic, but personally, I just didn't like it.
Well...
And I like pixie cuts, so...
I don't give a shit what you think.
You know.
We don't care. Anyways.
Anyway, they also... This is just a little small little side thing, but the Xbox 360 version of Minecraft, they every now and again, they have, like, texture packs and little, like little worlds... They add from different IPs, like they have a Mass Effect one and shit, but they're adding Halo to it in the next coming months.
Cool.
That'll be interesting.
That's kind of cool.
I can't wait for Sony to start doing that with their Minecraft.
They'll never do it.
Not once.
They're not like, yeah, you guys already bought like 4 million PS4s. We don't need to do anything.
Minecraft? What's Minecraft?
Terraria got an update actually in the last couple months. I've just been playing that lately.
I haven't been playing nothing.
Nobody plays Terraria except you.
I know, because it's so fucking good. Well, Cheerio played it, or Geo. Never mind.
Fine.
I need it. I get a. Yeah. But Geo's been playing it, or played it. He used to play it with me and Josiah.
I'll play it with you again if you want.
Well, if I ever can on PC again, but I can't because I have a shitty PC and I can only play it on my Xbox.
Do you really need that good of a PC to play it?
Yeah, like especially with the new update, all the new shit they have and all the graphical updates.
I'd install it right now, but we'd lose quality on the call.
Yeah.
Honestly, it crashed my PC a few times trying to play it with the new update.
I mean, listen to your mic, dude.
Yeah, I know.
Well, anyway, as far as E3 is concerned, EA confirmed that they'll be showing off Battlefield and Sims 4 at E3.
Wow!
Like Star
two
Wars
games
Battle,
I get two shits about.
Or not Battlefield,
Star
Wars
Battlefront.
Yeah, I'm sorry.
Okay, now Battlefront I care about. Sims 4 could eat a dick.
Yeah, I don't really care. But that's that. And the Avengers were announced for Disney Infinity.
Yeah.
Woo, yeah. Cool.
Ruins my favorite franchise.
Go
play Disney Infinity's amazing.
I don't want to play it.
It's so cool. You make your own stages and all that shit.
I have strong feelings.
You get to have Spider-Man fight Mickey Mouse now.
No, Spider-Man's not. No.
He's not in it. It's like Captain America, Iron Man.
Spider-Man is an Avenger.
But he's not. He's owned by Sony, like the movie rights.
Yeah, but we're talking about...
Yes, but
books.
But they're
yes.
advertising it as the Avengers, yes. And if you threw Spider-Man in there, it wouldn't make
Disney
any goddamn
the
sense.
Marvel Comics.
But Spider-Man was part of the Avengers.
I know, but he wasn't part of the movie, and that's the most marketable part.
Yeah,
that's
true.
What they're marketing at. Like, you know how, like, in the fucking movie, it's like Disney presents the Avengers? They're only marketing to those characters that were in said movie.
Granted, I have seen MODOK and Loki in it as well, and I'm just like, what?
Well, Loki was from Thor, and Thor was
from
Disney.
Loki I get, but MODOK, I'm like, are you serious?
It's MODOK. Fucking MODOK, dude. He's awesome.
No. Like, he's not.
The last... Moving on.
It's MODOK,
last little
dude.
Bit of information. The last little bit of information before we get into the game releases... Pokemon Alpha and Omega.
Wolverine's gonna be in.
Move,
Only
move.
lost part of the Avengers. Don't get me
started on those two games.
Oh, by the way, I just realized why they were called Alpha and Omega.
Because of Greek?
Because they have, because, like, what's his name?
They're the Omega,
they have the
Alpha
and Omega
Beta.
Symbols on them.
Yeah, their logos are actually the Omega and the Alpha symbols. I never knew that.
Yeah,
and plus,
yeah, I didn't notice that until earlier today, actually.
And I can't,
Yeah, just to preface this, Jesse hates Gen 3 with a passion.
Gen 3 is like my Gen 4. If I had to pick or choose, I'd rather play Gen 4 than Gen 3.
What?
The other way around.
Get out.
I played Gen 4 the most. Like,
dude, I love Gen 4.
Hours.
Gen 4 was garbage.
But
Gen 3
was
garbage.
Better.
I could tell you
Gen
3 Gen
5
was...
is garbage.
No, Gen 5 was
terrible.
Gen 5 was good. I like Gen 5.
Dude, Thomas and I are on the same page. I fucking hated 5.
Dude,
like, 3 has the cool thing of, like, hideouts.
I had...
Dude,
yeah, oh, 3...
Okay.
Oh, hideouts are so good. But I had the same issue with Gen 5 as I did with Skyward Sword.
No,
I got
dude.
So just pissed off and bored with it that I didn't even finish it.
So did I. Like, I get to the desert, and I'm just like...
I had Zach do it for me. I was like, dude...
Like, story-wise, Gen 5 was good. Pokemon-wise, like, design-wise, was complete shit.
The battle
like,
system
like,
was a lot better, though. You have to admit that.
Yeah.
They improved it a lot.
I mean, there's not much you can do with the Pokemon battle system.
Well, I mean, they just made it so much faster.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Thank God.
And the leveling up was pretty fast, too. Like, I remember...
Yeah,
like,
leveling up
by
is
really fast.
Also, I like the new view. How, like, you can actually see the whole Pokemon instead of just, like, their back or whatever.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, you can see both front and back. And then when you play Gen 6, it's like Gen 5.
Well, yeah.
Pretty much
well, Gen 6
is
really good until they introduced the EXP share of version of Gen 6, which is like, oh,
XP share
give it to all your Pokemon.
No, that's actually good, because it's fun. Like, it's for, like, mostly, like, little kids who, like, uneven level up their Pokemon, which I understand. Like, I like to keep mine all, like, at the same level and not, like, have one over.
Yeah.
But still, like, with these, I'm going to have to buy them anyways, just for competitive play. Like, story-wise, if it's, like they said, it's going to be, like, a new adventure and a dramatic new world. So, I don't know if it's a Gen 3. I don't feel like it's going to be a Gen 3 remake.
I do, because that's what literally every article has been saying.
I know.
Dude, I want the return of hideouts.
And it's called Alpha Ruby. Or, I mean, Omega Ruby and Alpha Sapphire.
Omega,
why the fuck
would
you call it that? If
they,
not,
could call, they could call it for many reasons. It could be a,
you
But know.
They've done that for Fire Red, Leaf Green, Heart Gold, and Soul Silver. Why the fuck would they do that and then make it something different?
I don't know, dude.
Turns out that this is actually Gen 7.
Yeah.
Like, this could be Gen 7, honestly.
Is it like, Gen 6 expansion?
It could possibly
That'd be
kind of
cool.
No,
yeah.
What I'm thinking, I'm going, like, I might, like, go off on a little rant here, but, okay, you know in Gen 6, there's that guy who travels around, like, he's a backpacker, you meet him in, like, the hotel? Well, he talks about this region that's not all the other regions.
Yeah,
and all of a sudden, this thing comes out of the blue.
It's something that we know exactly what it is.
It's not. If it's a Gen 3 remake, I'm gonna go up to fucking Nintendo and burning the place down. Like, it doesn't need to be a thing. I know the
game.
No,
I agree. I agree that it never actually needed to be a thing, and I never thought it was going to be a thing. But
I thought as soon as Gen 6 happened, I'm like, oh yeah, they're gonna do Gen 3 and Gen.
Well, because the only reason they ever remade the first two was because
you couldn't get the other Pokemon.
Yeah, you needed it.
Yeah, but, like, as the systems progress, it's harder to go back to Game Boy Advance.
Well,
no, you can still
it's still possible to do it that way, whereas before the remakes, it was literally impossible to do it at all.
There was no need for this, honestly. There's no need for fucking these two.
Although, I mean, it does make sense, though, I guess, because it does make it a lot easier for newer players to get those Pokemon.
I guess my dream came true, kinda, sorta. I said I wanted a new Pokemon game, and then they crap on it with, Gen 3.
Oh, whatever.
Well,
it's not that bad.
Have to see, still have to see what Pokken Fighters, if they reveal that this at E3, finally.
Willy?
They're going to also reveal that Pokemon Detective game with Pikachu.
Oh, that game
or Pokken Fighters. I'm looking for that. Like, I want me a Pokemon fighting game, and I need it, like, now.
What, like, Digimon Rumble?
No, it's going to be like Street Fighter.
No, I mean, like it. Is that what you mean?
No, it's going to be like Street Fighter. It's going to be like a 2D with 3D sprite
fighting.
Like an actual, like...
Charmander does Hadouken.
Like, it's only... Apparently, it's only going to be with the fighting-type Pokemon, though.
Well, although this is literally all speculation, because all everyone has had to go off of is one little snippet of video of the characters just standing there, and that was it. No explanation, we haven't had anything since then, it's just...
But it said, but the way they had it, like, you know it's up. And then they already have it trademarked, though, the name for the...
Yeah, yeah.
I think it's a remake, because they have Kyogre and Groudon.
I think these two motherfuckers are getting Mega Evolutions.
I don't.
I think they are.
Those don't look like Mega Evolutions.
I'm excited for the underwater
like
segments,
Mega
though.
Mega Evolution?
The underwater segments are garbage.
Hey!
Oh my god, that whole game was garbage.
Getting the fucking... Getting the Regis was a pain in the ass, though, I will say. I don't know how I figured that out when I was a kid.
Black 2 and White 2. Like,
they were alright.
You get the keys from other people.
I never played Black and
White
2 because I didn't give a shit.
Black and White 2 was awful. That was garbage.
No, that was pretty good. I liked it.
No, Black 2 was shit.
I liked it.
Sorry.
I liked it. But I went out on release date. Well,
the best Pokemon game was Pokemon Pinball.
That game was
go eat a dick. The TCG
awesome.
Game was amazing.
You know what? I don't say this out of nostalgia, but I do love Blue and Red the most.
I do love Blue and Red. That place.
Gold is mine. Like,
I like Gold and Silver.
I like Crystal. I thought Crystal was better.
I've never played Crystal.
Crystal was way better.
This is what
they need to do.
They need to, like, Nintendo needs to get off their ass and allow, like, you to go back to the previous regions and challenge the gym leaders there.
Yeah.
Like, they did it in Gold and Silver, and that was in, like, what, 2001? 2000?
Yeah, although that was a little
bit... That allowed you to fight...
Because it was a sequel, so there was no, like, formula established yet, but...
Yeah,
but
still,
yeah,
it's fucking 2014. They could at least allow us to go back to Kanto or something.
I think they've said why they'll never do that, but I don't remember what it was.
Welcome to the intermission. Sit back and relax and enjoy the music of the intermission. Go and get yourself something to eat or drink and relax. And enjoy, for this is the intermission.
And now we're going to get into the game releases of this week.
Back from our break. You forgot to mention there was a break.
Amazing Spider-Man 2.
Okay, I actually have that game.
A movie game?
It's beautiful. No, that
it's
game is actually
pretty
good. Really
good.
Is it pretty good?
It's
getting
good
reviews and everything too. So
is it worth the $60?
It was worth the $60 if you had it pre-ordered, because you would have like $20.99. You would have Ultimate Spider-Man. You know, the symbiote suit.
Yeah.
And I know there was another one. I think it was the Neon Spider.
And Noir Spider-Man.
Yeah, well, Noir Spider-Man was an unlockable, if I'm not mistaken. I know Symbiote Spider was a pre-order DLC bonus, along with Futuristic Spider-Man, which was a Spidey 2099. And I think the third one was like black and green. I know that was Neon Spider, if I'm not mistaken. I don't know.
I have no idea. Dude, I want that like that weird Spider-Man that was in like those old PlayStation games, like the one with the silver armor.
Oh,
yeah, I remember that.
Oh, the Spidey armor? I don't know about that, but they have Captain Universe Spider-Man as an unlockable. Everyone hates Captain Universe. I don't know why.
He looks retarded.
Dude, Captain Universe is the shit.
He has not aged well.
I know he has.
Neither have you, faggot.
I know I haven't. I've been smoking too much.
Yeah, I know. I can smell it on you.
But still, 6 months down the road, they'll come for free.
Yeah, they probably will. I'm not.
Definitely.
I'll just wait till the game drops in price.
Yeah, there's a rumor about Dynasty Warriors Gundam 4 in development.
Yeah.
True.
That's kind of cool. I'm so ready for it.
That is kind of cool. It makes me want to finally pick up Dynasty Warriors Gundam 2 and take advantage of all the free DLC.
Ooh, that's a bad one.
The DLC is free. So.
Yeah, but Dynasty Warriors 3. Or Gundam 3 was the shit, dude.
I know. I have DWG3. It's just, oh my god. DWG2. Everybody claims that's the best one because the DLC is free. I'm like,
oh yeah, because the DLC's free.
Because they know how bad it is.
They just try to polish the turd. That's all they're doing with that. They're just like, let's see how long we can do this.
Geez. Anyway, the next game is Kirby Triple Deluxe.
Yeah, Kirby.
Oh, so
I
don't
know anything about this.
Is that a burger?
Can I eat it?
If you're Kirby,
listen here, okay? We didn't go to the fucking moon by not trying things, okay?
We went to the moon because I said so.
You know what also happened because we didn't try anything? The Cold War.
Oh my god.
Oh.
The world was divided into two. East and West. This marked the beginning of the era known as the Cold War.
Shut up, Thomas.
Shut up, yeah, Thomas. Go home, goddammit.
Yeah, so many fucking cheeseburgers.
Oh my god, no.
Anyway, Borderlands 2 for Vita.
Yeah,
only two-player co-op.
Yeah, what is up with that? I'm kind of upset about that.
That's the prequel, right? Like the supposed.
No, it's Borderlands.
No, it's Borderlands 2.
Borderlands 2.
Just Borderlands 2. Damn,
Sony's kicking their shit up.
And did you hear that all the DLC's not going to be in for the Vita?
Wait, what?
Only certain
How
DLC's.
Could they? It's huge.
You serious?
No, they said certain DLC for the Vita, or it's only going to be for the Vita, like...
Okay, first you said PETA, and then I'm like... PETA, and I'm
is it the animal group?
Is it the animal organization group or that type of food? Because, for real.
I don't like you guys killing skags.
I'm hungry.
They said, the special holiday ones and shit like that, they won't be getting it. Like, they will only be getting, three or four major DLCs.
Damn.
And that's it.
Oh, dude, Crunchyroll is on the Vita now.
Oh, true. I was wondering if they had that on there.
Cool. Oh, it still doesn't beat Netflix on 3DS, just saying.
Exactly.
I have Hulu on my Xbox and my Wii.
So do I.
Wow,
so
nice.
Cares.
I use
you guys
Hulu.
Are all faggots. I have Crackle on my PS3.
The speed of DLC.
Crackle is the only thing you can watch Advent Children on for free.
I have Advent
that
Children.
Shitty quality.
I actually have it
so
in my
bad.
Disk drive right now, surprisingly.
Oh. Any other new games came out this week?
Soul Calibur.
Killer's Dead Nightmare Edition.
Oh, yeah.
Killer's Dead is good.
Yeah, I don't care what anyone says.
I want to check it out, though. I've been playing Killer 7, made by the same guy, but I've been meaning to actually try out Killer's Dead.
Oh, speaking of which, while we're on the subject, the Killer is Dead development studio bought out Dark Souls studio.
What?
Yeah.
Sorry. Yeah. Let that sink in for a second.
Let that sink in for a moment.
Yeah, the games are now gonna be so hard. Oh my god.
Absolutely nothing. Literally all that it means.
It literally does.
Just like Amazon bought out Double Helix Studios or something like that.
No, that means something.
It does.
Console.
It does. Because now Iron Galaxy is working now Iron Galaxy is working on Killer Instinct, and I've never been more happier. Yeah, I've never been the happiest than out of this. I'm that hype about Killer Instinct, okay?
The only time I'll ever be happy is when Mega Man Legends 3 is going to come out, which is never. So
Mega Man's dead, said. He was in Ultimate Marvel vs. Capcom 3.
Shut the fuck up. No, he wasn't.
He was. He was there. He was in the background. You just had to wish he was there.
Oh, my God. Get out.
Yeah, please get out.
You Tron have to Bond. Wish he get was out. There.
Tron Bond was thing. In it, and he was not.
Mega Man was in it. In
Mega
your
Man
dreams.
Was not in it. You didn't suck a dick.
Yeah, dude, every time you played the game, he was in your heart. Because every time you wished he was there, he was.
Get out! Get out!
Yeah,
right
all you guys
now.
Was play as
get
Zero.
Out.
There you go. So we figured it out. He was there all this time in our hearts.
Get no, go.
And you'll be in my heart.
Shut the fuck
thank you,
up.
Thomas.
Please.
Anyway, okay. The last game on that came out. Actually today.
Oh, somebody got on their PlayStation.
Geo was actually about.
How do you know?
Soul.
Because I'm on my Vita.
Yeah.
Oh.
Soul Calibur.
Wait, Matt. I did not hear one word you said.
Soul Calibur.
On something the free.
On iOS
the free bullshit.
Something no one cares about.
Yeah. Basically.
I played it for 3 seconds and said this was crap and ended.
Who can play a fighter on a touchscreen? Like.
Can't.
You can't. Wild. It's impossible.
Unless you're that much of a no-lifer. I mean, even
yeah.
I can't do that.
Yeah.
Even him.
Hey, don't underestimate the South Koreans. They can.
No,
do
no. You know who can do it? Fucking Daigo. Daigo.
Not even. Daigo even said he can't do that shit. He tried playing Street Fighter 4 Arcade Edition on mobile, and he said straight up, "I can't do it." Why? Because I need a full stick to do this. I can't. He doesn't know what thumbs are. Without a stick.
Oh, jeez.
Try to put the stick
the existence
onto
of
the
fingers.
iPad.
He said straight up, and I quote, "The existence of having fingers is meaningless without a fight stick."
Yeah. Yeah.
I'm like, damn.
I'm actually looking to build my own.
Isn't Daigo like actually like a nurse and stuff? Like he actually doesn't even own a fighting game at home. Or am I thinking of somebody else?
Probably, because I know Daigo, you know, Mad Cat's the beast Umehara. I know he's, like, everywhere in, like, Japanese tournaments and stuff. There was one video I found out about Daigo, actually, where he's at a tournament, and there's this one Daigo fangirl who, like, trained her hardest just so she can have a match with Daigo.
Look, it's
like,
Mega Man.
Mega Man!
Megadon.
Get that shit out of here.
Oh, wait, it's fucking Zero!
Yeah, but you have Mega Man X the fucking skin.
But guys, Mega Man was in Cross Tekken.
No.
Yeah. He was in our hearts this whole time. Like
the
I said, we just had to believe.
Man. No.
We had to believe he was there.
No.
That's the thing, believe. He was in our hearts.
So. That actually concludes the releases for this week. Before we jump into anything else, though, we're going to talk about our week.
Yay.
Yay, the game part.
I'm just going to go in order of how you are on the Skype chat for me. Geo.
Yeah.
What have you been doing this week?
Work. Working my ass off.
Playing any games?
Yeah, actually, I've been beating Infamous Second Son. I almost 100% all trophies, so I have one more trophy left, which is beat the game on expert. So, hell yeah!
Yeah. What about you, Jesse?
Work. In between work, I've been doing a lot of Pokemon competitive play. Other than that, it's just been either that or been playing Fire Emblem, trying to finish it up.
What? Which one?
Awakening.
Oh.
In my opinion, like the worst.
Are you doing classic or?
I'm doing classic on expert, so.
No, you're not. You're a liar.
Yeah, I am. I'll send you a screenshot of it. Still have everybody in the party too.
Yeah,
so.
you're bullshit. I call bullshit.
No, dude, I'll show you.
All right, I'm waiting.
I'll show you.
I'm waiting. Send me a picture right now, dude. Faggot.
It's just gonna be a picture of his penis.
Yeah, it's going to be a picture of my penis.
Well, then that doesn't prove anything. That just proves you're a dick. Literally.
I know, right? No, I'm trying to finish that up. I'm still trying to get finishing the competitive play because they're about to wipe the boards again for this month coming up. So I'm trying to get a little high rank again. So, pretty much that's been it.
Interesting. What about you, Eddie?
I've been playing a crap ton of Blaze Blue, the new game. Encountered a crap ton of, I just noticed there are a lot of rage quitters in Blaze Blue.
No.
Blaze Blue in particular has a lot of rage quitters.
They will shoot the 56k when the round is done.
What?
You don't know what that is? When you disconnect your internet, whenever you lose a fight, so that way it doesn't go on your stats.
I fucking hate those fucking losers who do that.
Yeah. That's why I don't play those games online.
Like, that's what pisses me off about these rage quitters. Like, throughout this entire week, I was trying to get better because there's a Chrono Phantasma tournament this weekend where I'm at in Orlando. And, what was it? I've tried really, really hard to get in there, ranked matches. That way I can try to at least show off some type of online rep that I'm getting. And every time, everybody wants to run the big powerhouse boss characters and stuff like that. You know, like Hakumen, Tager, Teremi, whatever. And they get good, and then I end up playing against them again. And I see how they're doing the same thing. And I went, okay, I can easily read this. As soon as I get the advantage on them, they want to disconnect. And
I'm like, you're kidding me, right? That's why I don't do that shit.
Which is sad. It's sad because then it makes it look like on my player history, it'll say, like, you've had 5 matches against this guy, 4 of the 5 you lost, and then the other 5 it was a draw. So when people see that on my online history, they'll think I'm the one that rage quit.
Mm-hmm.
Which is stupid. I mean, like, no.
Well, as long as you know, right?
Well, yeah, but, like, but everyone else will see it and they're like, oh, so you're a rage quitter. And I'm like, what? Not once in my Blaze Blue career have I ever rage quit.
Yeah, I actually have the Mega Man skin.
Oh my god. Mega Man. Oh, he
shut up. other than that, there was.
Oh yeah, Mega Man's also behind you.
He is.
In our hearts.
Sorry, Edwin. Continue.
Yeah. Other than that, earlier today there was also a Smash Brothers Melee tournament at this new game store I've never even been to.
What's it called?
I call it new because never heard of it. I've never heard of this place. It's called the Game Academy. They had a Smash Brothers Melee and Smash Brothers Brawl Project M tournament, and I went, okay, I'll check this out. Then I got called by my dad, and I'm like, damn it. I wanted to see Captain Falcon wreck Marth, like, so badly.
I like Marth. I don't care what anyone says.
I love Marth.
I just like Captain Falcon because Justice
League. I love how they just B-sheed him up in Smash Bros. 4. It was fucking beautiful.
I just love how Captain Falcon still has the Justice Knee in Project M. That's like the most beautiful thing ever.
Anyway.
And that's pretty much what I've been doing. Other than more song covers and stuff like that. And I also found out about Battlefield 4, and I'm just like, I'm not surprised because EA is full of. Yeah.
And he sings and shit. And he's beautiful.
Ooh,
and I want to do.
I want to hear.
He's done. He posts
later.
Him on Facebook and stuff.
Well, I'm not friends with him on Facebook.
On Facebook, yes.
On the Facebook.
We're not friends on Facebook. In fact, yeah, this is like our first time meeting.
Yeah.
You by are. The way, hi.
Hi.
We don't feel bad. We didn't introduce him until after the podcast yesterday.
Yeah, yeah. I know, right? I was
our last time.
Getting lost the whole time, and then like I'm like, I like this guy.
Oh well.
What else? But yeah, I also found out about throughout this week. I found out about Battlefield 4, and I went, I'm not surprised. It's EA, and EA has like the biggest amount of loyal suckers on the planet.
Yep, pretty much.
Yep.
I made an EA rant at one point. And I had a lot of Battlefield fanboys come up to me with, like, the saltiest of responses. And it was so funny, actually. They said what I honestly thought they were going to say. There was one person who said straight up, I don't care. I love Battlefield. I'm that dedicated. I'm going to keep playing it forever. And I'm like, you mean to say you're going to pay $60 for a broken game, along with the season pass, the DLC, etc. Another Battlefield is set to come out this year or next year, whatever. And you're going to get the same thing. You're going to do exactly the same thing. Okay. We'll go with that. We'll go with that. And then he tried to say the same thing to me, like, oh, what about you and your fighting games? And I just went, you know, we get better deals. I'm sorry. If it's Capcom versus EA, I hate to say this, but even Capcom does better deals when it comes to fighting games than EA and their little Battlefield.
Well, at least what they have works.
Yeah, like,
their games are functional.
Exactly. Like, if I you know, they were like, oh, what about Street Fighter 4 and Super Street Fighter 4 and Super Street Fighter 4 Arcade Edition? And I'm like, well, I have Super Street Fighter 4, and unlike the other Capcom suckers who have to pay $40 to get the physical disc, I just pay $15 to get an online expansion into my hard drive. What about you and Battlefield 3? Oh, right, you have to get the seasonal pass, and then you have to get all the DLC included, and then, and even after all that, after all that patching, there are still bugs in the game.
Huh.
So,
last Battlefield game was Battlefield Bad Company 2. That was really
Camus, how was your week?
Pretty good. I beat Dark Souls Monday.
Congrats.
First Dark Souls.
Yep. Awesome. Took me a year to beat it, but I beat it.
That's a game right there. That's a game.
Dark Souls is so good.
Dark Souls. Oh,
like,
God.
The lore, you actually have to, like, fucking figure out the lore, but the lore is really good as well.
Praise the sun.
Praise the sun.
Praise the sun.
I don't get it.
Guy may or may not actually be the son of fucking Gwyn.
No.
It's good. I've been playing Demon Souls. I started that up recently. It's a lot easier than Dark Souls. And right now, I am in the middle of purchasing Soul Sacrifice for the Vita.
Nice. It's a pretty good game.
You know it's free for PlayStation Plus, right?
Yeah, but I'm not PlayStation Plus.
Why not? Yeah. What is wrong with you?
Yeah.
Well, not. I don't always have the money to pay for it.
You pay once a year.
And that's it.
$50.
Yeah.
Well,
yeah.
Going up to $60 anyway, but...
Wait, when?
Well, okay, at least at E3 last year, they said it was going to be $60. So, I don't know what happened to that. Maybe they just went down to...
They probably just said, screw it. I mean...
Yeah.
You heard about what's going on with Xbox One now, right?
No. What happened?
No.
Due to its little partnership with ESPN and stuff like that, they're charging more people with Xbox Live along with any type of memberships that they have for sports and stuff like that.
Yep, and that's why I stopped being a Microsoft guy.
God, this game has so much DLC, and it's all free.
Is it, though? Is it really free?
It is!
Which game?
Fucking Soul Sacrifice?
Oh.
Yeah, it's a good game. I seen it. It looks good.
I mean, I played the demo a long time ago, and I'm like, this is fun.
Oh, I forgot. There was another thing I've been doing this past week. I've been hyping out over the nostalgia of Metal Gear Rising. Because Metal Gear.
Yeah.
Metal Gear. The DLC character stories are free, so I went nuts.
Yeah. Fucking Jetstream Sam is awesome.
Dude, Jetstream Sam shows how badass Hispanic Samurai can be.
Yeah.
And the fact that he wasn't bionically upgraded at all. He was normal human.
I know, just...
Ridiculous. Like, what the fuck is wrong with the man?
he's Hispanic. That's
how it goes. Armstrong's all like, nanomachines, son!
Don't remind me about that, because I fucking hate the senator with a passion.
You mean
he is kind of a really...
You mean Joe Kick-Ass?
Kick-Ass. I really, really hated the senator. I mean, he was... pointless, to be honest.
Oh, you mean shitty character? Yeah.
You mean Joe Kick-Ass?
And
that man has my vote.
The Jesus way.
So, Saint.
Yes.
How was your week?
It's actually been kind of eventful. I almost got robbed by a bum in St. Pete.
Saint. I didn't mean to.
No, yeah, some guy came up to me, and I was getting gas in my car, and I go to work, and I'm wearing a suit or whatever, and he's like, hey, man, you got any money? I'm like, nah, I don't have any money. And he's like, well, I see you got a card there. And he got up, because he was sitting on the curb, and he got up and he walked over to me, and he's like, yo, can you go in the ATM and hook me up with some money? I'm like, yo, first of all, you need to back the fuck off, and then so on, so on. And then when I tried to get my car, he kind of followed me. He's like, yo, can you give me a ride around the corner? And other things happen that I'm not going to go ahead because I can probably go to jail for that. Anyways, so I actually this week I discovered a few new games that I actually wanted to bring up. First of all, the new DLC for Outlast made me flinch so hard I got a Charlie horse in my leg. Fuck off. it's okay. It just starts off really weird. The guy licks your face while you're getting, you know, brutally tortured in the ass. Anyways, then I actually discovered Overgrowth. If anybody's ever heard of that, it's fucking amazing. Talking about fighting games, you're pretty much a rabbit that beats ass, except I couldn't figure out how
game.
To... God, that game is fucking great. It's intense, and the blood in that game makes you want to cringe. It's actually pretty great how they did that.
Awesome as hell. It like just runs down your body.
Yeah, while you're fighting, and you're kind of just like, oh! But, yeah, aside from that, that's pretty much all I've been up to this week. Not really much, just kind of following up on games like Routine. I got the biggest lady boner for that game right now. Dear Christ, on it. Have you guys heard of Routine?
Nope.
Yeah.
What?
Well, Chris, you know that I know.
Yeah, so you know Routine. Then there's another game where I forgot the name of it, where you're in a spaceship and you get to travel different planets and stuff like that. I think it's Star something. It's Star. Nope, that's not it. That's some gay 2D game. Anyways, not Starbound. It's something completely different. But anyways, that's pretty much what I've been up to.
Damn.
Yep.
I have just been working a lot and playing.
Working that ass.
I finally was able to update it on the Xbox to the newest version, and I've just been making myself hate everything by playing that all day every day.
Don't put yourself through that kind of stress.
And it sucks though, because the way they do it is they have it so that when you start a new world, it randomly generates one of a couple different kinds of areas and stuff. So I've been making new worlds to try and find some of the stuff that I don't have in my original worlds. But when I take that stuff back to my original world, it fucks up like all the values and shit of some of my stuff. So it changes my money into like boots and shit. So
I was
I'll have,
not
like,
listening.
A
what
coin,
what?
A bunch of gold and shit, and then I'll come back and I'll have like 700 Shadow Greaves in my bank. I'm just like, oh, okay. But yeah, that's basically it.
Quick question to you guys. Who here lives in Tampa or the Brandon area?
Everybody.
Not me.
Okay.
Not me.
Who here owns a firearm?
Well, what kind of firearm? Like
a fucking gun.
Like a sidearm or like an actual just a firearm?
Rifle, you got the M1, I got the M1 because we're M1 girlfriends.
Oh, yeah.
And then, you know, I got my Smith & Wesson. I'm wondering if one day you guys want to all get together and go shooting.
That sounds fun.
That'd be pretty radical.
Only people who have guns, though.
I'm down.
Yeah.
I got a
if I ever had a gun, I would do that.
Yeah.
I'm down.
Kick my sword.
Jew.
Aw, yeah.
Hold up. I don't have a cam, but you can probably hear it.
Now put it in your mouth.
I got my... Snake, your gun's now cigarettes. Oh, shit.
So, we've reached
Dio,
the...
do you have your concealed?
No. Oh, yes. Yes, yeah, I do.
You have your concealed license?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, I get mine in, like, 12 days. We should just walk around in suits and clean up the streets.
No.
My God, no.
Hold on. I'm gonna grab my rifle.
Just walk around with the guns concealed and pretend you're badasses.
Pretend, yeah, that's the whole point.
And just never actually do anything with them.
Just become the Boondock Saints.
Oh, God, no.
The Broombox Dinks? What?
No, Boondocks.
Oh.
Dude-bot? What?
Dude-bro? Dude-brodia?
Yes, dude-bro.
Day two blues.
Oh.
Ta-da!
Smash Bros!
Oh, Smash God, Bros. Yes.
Thinking about getting a motorcycle.
It's a bolt.
I've been waiting for.
What a caliber.
It's a...
Damn it. Fucking...
Got it.
I forget. I, like, mind-farted. I totally awesome. Forgot, because I haven't shot this thing in, like, ages. I know I have the bullets around here somewhere, though.
So anyway, Smash Bros, that's a thing.
God.
Is it though?
Yes.
So
oh,
I have a list. I just made a list of literally everything in the game, and we're just gonna go through it and just shit.
I'm looking at
everywhere.
This list. It looks
yeah.
so long.
I told you. First on the list. Well, a lot of the stuff we won't spend too much time on because there's not much to go over, but First thing on the list, Mario as a
C tier, forever C tier. Calling that right now.
Yep,
it's Mario.
Calling that right now, forever C tier. He's
no, always putting
Paper Mario in Smash Bros.
Oh god.
God, that would be amazing. You know, I heard on another podcast I listened to, they pointed out that Sakurai has this weird fascination with making Mario like a kung fu fighter.
I don't
yeah.
like just the way he moves and shit in like the trailers and
yeah,
just
they made a character. They made a generic Italian plumber learn kung fu. I'm
he's
why
very...
am I okay with that?
I'm Italian. All right.
You Italian?
Hey, he's not Italian. He's from New York.
What?
Italians come from New York.
Yeah,
idiot.
Dipshit.
What fucking what?
I was born in
Little
New York.
Italy?
I'm Italian. That's fucking proof enough.
Dumb. What are what?
That doesn't make you Italian. That just makes you New York.
Shut the fuck up, Thomas. What do you know?
Thomas, your parents have failed you somewhere in your life.
He doesn't right. have a dad. Don't feel sorry for him.
I am his dad.
Damn.
Jesus Christ.
Yo.
I'm gonna go over here and cry now.
Thomas, I love you. I'm sorry. I didn't say it. All right.
Lord. Thomas, I'm going to be your dad, so don't worry.
I don't think
okay,
I can take
over
Thomas
here
shooting anymore. He's going to end up killing me.
Okay. Well, back to
back to Smash Bros.
Back to Smash Bros. Donkey Kong.
Donkey Kong forever a douchebag.
Yep.
Forever awesome.
No, forever a douchebag. Forever
down equals win.
Forever like down A or down being whatever into fully charged up nut punch. Yeah.
Now you want douchebag? Let's talk about the villager.
Oh my god! I swear to God, if I'm at a Smash 4 tournament, if I'm in a Smash 4 tournament with Mega Man and Villager picks up my pockets my charge shot, I will rage quit. I'm not kidding.
Can he
do
that?
It's gonna be a
okay. My controller.
Bit trainer.
Wait, can he pick up items? Can Villager pick up items?
I have no idea. I know.
So I was gonna say, if he could, he could just like take the Smash ball.
I mean, like,
and pocket it. Wow.
Projectiles and stuff. So, like, if any of you guys run Samus and try to think charge shot is a good idea, don't.
I won't. I've never run Samus.
Dude, that's
Villager
why I'm
cross
the
Wii Fit Trainer.
That's why I'm going to feel bad, because if I try to point blank charge shot with Mega Man on Villager and he finds a way to pocket the charge shot, I'm actually going to, like, give the controller to someone else and just rage quit.
Go next door, give it to your neighbor.
God forbid he pocket Metal Blade.
I just think
Elite
of...
Shield, oh god.
Yo, I just Edwin. Think of Villager just pocketing, like, Samus' Final Smash cannon thing.
No.
Just, like, putting that whole thing in his pocket.
Oh.
And then just shooting it out in your fucking...
No,
if Sakurai does make that real, I will actually no longer play Smash Bros.
I would play
Villager
it so hard if he did that.
Character.
I would form a religion to it.
Oh my god, no.
But the character that everyone's been waiting for, Mega
Little
Man.
Mac.
Oh yeah.
Okay, can I just like spaz out? Can I just like gush out about this real quick?
Go for it.
Yeah, no, Little Mac is awesome.
No,
Little
no,
Mac?
About Mega Man. About
Mega
Man.
Little Mac.
Let me.
Mega Man. Who in the hell is Mega Man?
I know.
Let me just hype out about how I've been waiting for Mega Man to appear in Smash Brothers since like the goddamn GameCube era.
Yeah. Isn't everyone though? Isn't
yeah,
that why he's in it in the first place?
No, like okay, when I found out about the Battle Network game for GameCube, the side scroller, you know, network transmission, I thought, hey, you know what would be really cool? If Mega Man NT was in here, you know, because network transmission, it's a GameCube game just for Mega Man.
Well, yeah, Mega Man EXE is like my favorite design for Mega Man.
Like I thought it
like,
would be cool
in the X or in the Zero games.
Like I really thought it would be cool for that to happen, and you know, Melee came out and
X is my favorite,
kind of
by
disappointed,
the way.
But then Roy and Marth came in and I was like, I'm kind of okay with this. And then I was thinking, you know, when Brawl came out, I was like, before Brawl was coming out, I went, they gotta put Mega Man. I mean, look at all the Mega Man games that came out for Nintendo, like on the DS, you know, we had Battle Network, Star Force, Zero, all that stuff, and I'm like, they gotta put something in Mega Man in there. Never happened. I was that mad. And now finally,
he's in there hard.
He's in there, and he
all five of him is in there.
He's in there, and he literally scared the coins out of Mario in the trailer. That is how scared shitless Mario is of Mega Man.
His final smash.
The shield, Link, for the record, guys, for the record, Link's shield in the Mega Man trailer, it didn't block the Metal Blade. The Metal Blade blocked the Leaf shield.
You know who should
have
been in Smash?
The Metal Blade blocked Link's shield. I'm calling it right now.
Geno should have been in Smash.
Geno should have been in Smash. Yeah, Geno needs to become a Nintendo property.
Geno.
But Square is all like, no.
Is Snake going to be in this one again?
No,
he's not, unfortunately.
No, that sucks.
He's off being dead after Metal Gear 4.
Oh, yeah.
Spoilers, he dies several years after 4.
God damn it, Thomas Arthur game ruined for me.
You know what? You know what I don't
that
get, though?
That game's, like, 7 years old.
Dude, I played that game 100,000 times. I'm joking.
You know what I don't get, though?
Jesse, shut up.
Matt,
he goes
fuck
and gets
off.
Game with Otacon for, like, a year or two, raises Sonny, and then he goes and dies.
Well, he left Otacon with Sonny, even though Sonny was in Revengeance.
And Otacon's all like, Sonny, I can't wait for you to get older.
Oh, God.
Thomas.
And she does in Revengeance, and she's like 12.
Yeah, still.
Yeah, so, Link in the roster.
Yeah, he had to buy a sword and shield.
Yeah.
I hope he's not garbage like he was in Brawl.
Isn't this
one... he's going to be garbage.
Isn't this one supposed to be his Skyward Sword version?
Yep.
No. Jesse and I actually had an intense debate about this the other day.
It's not. It's just this updated version.
Okay.
This is original updated.
If
that's
it,
all
yeah,
it is.
I forgot about that. If it were Skyward Sword Link, he would be right-handed.
And he would
and
have
parachute pants.
Yeah. He would have actually been able to break everybody.
Oh, you know what would be cool?
Like, break dance.
If he has an alternate costume,
you know what
like
I mean.
Hyrule Warriors. Cool.
Skyward
oh my
Sword.
God! If he has the Zelda May Cry outfit, I will be happy about that.
The Skyward Strike might be an alternate special move for him. Actually,
that'd be
now
pretty.
That they're
cool.
Doing customizable movesets.
That would actually be pretty cool if the Skyward Strike is like a move. I'll be fine with that. I mean, it's better than
it'd
the
be
fucking Gale Boomerang than you know, like in
oh
Brawl.
Oh my God!
I hate the Boomerang.
The Boomerang needs to die. Like in all honesty,
well, it will honestly. Now that
it was
we have
fun.
Sets.
Yeah, like it was fun in like you know Smash 64 because it was Ocarina of Time Link, and then you had.
Yeah. Well, and it wasn't shit in that one.
Yeah,
you could actually use it.
Yeah, but now in Brawl, it was no. I mean, what does the Gale Boomerang do? Oh, it pulls people in.
In Brawl,
you realize that's a bad thing.
You couldn't direct it in Brawl, could you?
No.
No, you can't direct it. But it had
it had like
a little gust or something that would like pull you in if you got caught by it. And I'm sitting there like I'm playing as Falcon and I'm going to justice knee you point blank. Why did you decide to retract me in?
Cuz justice.
I'm sorry, but if you are a Link player and you use the Gale Boomerang on my Captain Falcon in Brawl or Project M, and you are not expecting me to justice knee you. You are a moron. Like,
I can't wait to see Captain Falcon's customizable moveset.
Oh god, justice knee better be like it. Still better be there because justice knee.
Oh, what if his final smash is like that ultimate Falcon punch where he just?
We were talking about that the other day.
Falcon punch.
Why wasn't it that in the fucking first place?
I thought the fucking blue Falcon was stupid as hell.
Watch him uppercut you. Watch him uppercut you, and then he'll jump up. He'll do the dynamic Falcon punch, and the helmet blows up due to sheer hype alone.
He needs a move where he just like he does like a some Dragon Ball Z bullshit. And he, like multi punches the shit out of you, like Guy does in fucking Ninja Storm.
Oh god!
I wonder what is Little Mac gonna be?
It's Giga Mac.
Yeah, Giga Mac is his.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Which is
that ends that.
I'm kind of hyped about Little Mac, to be honest. I mean,
an actual fighting game character.
I don't give a fuck about Little Mac. Because
well, I mean,
I never played the games, but his fighting style looks fun as hell.
Oh, yes. Like, what was it? See, I play, like, a lot of... I'll never stop talking about this. I play a lot of Marvel 3, and the thing about Iron Fist... Like, the thing about Little Mac is he kind of reminds me of Iron Fist. He's a ground control-based character.
Yeah,
you know,
big time.
Dude, Iron Fist is a fucking beast.
Like, he's on point on the ground, but when you're in the air, you're limited a lot. So, Like, we all have seen his up B. I mean, that's not, it doesn't give him enough distance upward. Like, unlike, you know, Link or Marth or
Mario,
Kirby. Peach, Zelda, Kirby.
Especially Kirby.
Oh, I'm sorry. Even Captain Falcon has a better up B than
definitely.
Oh, really?
And Captain Falcon's up B is just straight up garbage. Like,
yeah, it's true. Not gonna
lie. I like Ness's up B.
Ness is awful.
It's always been garbage.
Awesome with Ness.
It is not garbage. If you know how to use it, it's amazing.
No, if you know, it's easy to know how to use it, but it's not plausible.
It's not ideal. It's not ideal for saving yourself at all.
No. Or even as an attack. Because it takes so long to set up that by the time you do, everyone's moved.
Mm-hmm.
Plus, if depending on how close you are to someone, they'll just hit you and then that's it.
Yeah.
Yeah. Next on the list, Samus, like regular Samus.
Boobies. Other M.
No,
other M.
We'll get to Zero Suit, but this is normal Samus.
I don't see anything changing with her. If so, it's gonna be little changes, nothing too much.
She's gonna have the heels on her bottom on her shoes.
Oh, God.
You might see the mole. Like, helmet.
Guys, listen to this
other
theory.
Other M is garbage, but... And I'm not saying this just because other M, I hate other M.
The baby.
But her design... I don't like her suit's design from other M. It's, I don't know.
I like
the bulky robotic design of Brawl.
Well, to be fair, remember, they're going with the, you know, with up-to-date
versions
of
characters. I'm just saying that I prefer that version.
Her ultimate smash is going to be the baby.
No.
Anyways, what were you gonna say? Whoever it was.
Me? Mario? Oh, yeah. I was just gonna make a stupid joke. I was just gonna say that the heels thing is like Shell's long fall boots. I was gonna say that Samus is Shell's daughter.
Oh God.
God damn it.
No.
Why would you do this?
It's a fucking joke. Whatever.
Okay. Fair enough.
Character are we at now?
We fit ass. I mean, we fit
not ass to it.
I was totally disconnected from the entire conversation. The thing that pulled me in was we fit ass.
Yeah.
Saint's like, yes.
You know there's gonna be, you know there already is, or there's gonna be so much rule 34 of that.
So who's
there
all,
dude, I,
the
there already is. Have you been on rule 34?
No.
Who here is anticipating that Wii Fit Trainers, that one of her taunts is going to be twerking? I'm calling it right now.
Oh, that would be awesome.
Yeah, but you got to think of this. There's going to be a guy version of him or her, too.
There is a guy version.
Oh, you dead.
They've showed him. He's a super dude, bro.
Why are they they should have just left it a girl. Left it alone.
Yeah.
Which makes me wonder if they're going to do the same thing for Villager.
They should. They absolutely should.
But they're not.
God damn the.
They're not.
The Nintendo art style just makes me so jelly sometimes.
Yeah.
Is that Clint Eastwood doing lifting weights? Why is what? There's
what?
Just a picture of Clint Eastwood without a shirt lifting weights.
Where
I type in Nintendo, Wii Fit. Ass rule 34. Why is Clint Eastwood lifting weights?
Is it young Clint Eastwood?
Yes.
Oh, okay.
So it's okay.
Oh,
I wanted he was a sexy man when he was young.
Yeah, he was.
Oh, I know exactly why I've got this boner.
Oh my god.
That's enough, Google.
Whoop.
I'm gonna go ahead and fuck myself.
Gross.
Okay.
Rosalina and
oh
Luba.
My god. Okay.
She's more fat. Okay.
Why Rosalina? Like, why?
I love Rosalina.
She's
awesome.
So much better than Peach.
Let me explain.
She is so much better than every
Mario
character.
Let me explain the biggest downside to Rosalina, okay? Like, gameplay-wise, okay, I see where she's going, where she can, like, attack at a distance and stuff. Like, you can utilize Luma to attack at a distance. At the same time, you can kind of defend yourself as well. But if you're not careful, you will get backstabbed so hard by everybody.
Well, that's why you gotta be careful.
Yeah, like, I mean, you saw how on her trailer, right? Like, Donkey Kong just grabs her and, like, jumps with her off the stage, like, my bitch. You know, like, for real. It's...
And then Diddy Kong scratches his asshole.
Pretty much.
I mean, like, I mean, I feel bad because, I mean, I thought Rosalina would probably be a good addition, but the way how she plays, you know, you're going to have to be a really, really, really good distance hoe if you're going to do that.
I don't care. I like it just because she's so different.
Like, you're gonna have to be, like, as good as Chris G when it comes to spamming projectiles.
What did you say?
Ha ha ha.
I'm the fucking goddamn Navy SEAL, top third of my class in my at.
Yeah, okay.
Player okay. Has disconnected from server.
Do you even lift?
Kirby!
Oh my god. Oh, no. Listen, we were... Me and Luke were watching this stupid movie called The Eagle, right?
God damn it.
And there was this, like, sword fight at the end, and... A lot of Romans kicked some ass, and like there was this dude that, like, they were doing this line where they all drew their swords, and there was this one guy, I guess, in the cast that drew his sword, like he was texting or something behind a shield, but he drew his sword last. So all you heard was ching 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 ching, long pause, shing. So anyways, throughout the entire movie, anytime somebody died, I kept on saying like player has been banned from server or player has been disconnected from server. And that one fucking guy got killed. And when they were dragging his body away, it looked really dramatic. I was like, somebody call my mom. It was great.
Okay, so Kirby.
Change his Final Smash and I'll be happy.
His Final Smash is fucking amazing.
His Final Smash is garbage.
Do you even know what it is?
Oh, in the new one? No.
Yes.
No, I did not see what the new one looks like.
Why haven't you guys looked at? Look at it's his.
Because
ultra,
he gave us a list.
It's his ultra sword, from.
The ultra sword.
Oh, true. Yeah. Okay, no, that's awesome.
Yeah, he just like mad like Omni Slash bullshit.
Can we please, like, get different colors for Kirby that are not just palette swaps? I mean, like, it kind of like how Jigglypuff and Pikachu have, like, different accessories and stuff. Like, green can be, like, sword Kirby.
Oh,
or, like, the red Kirby can have be, like, fighter Kirby, you know, with the Ryu headband and stuff like that.
Yeah, that'd be interesting.
I mean, can we just please have that? I'm tired of seeing palette swap Kirby. It's stupid.
Yeah, honestly, I am too.
It's like playing Mortal Kombat, and I'm seeing, like, okay, there's Rain. I have instant Rain, and now I'm going to go as red for Ermac
and
stuff like that.
Well, here's the problem with that. Kirby, whenever you swallow someone, you get their accessory.
Ability, anyways, and accessories.
Well, I mean, look what you do with standing Kirby, like, just by mashing A alone. He's got, you know, Fighter Kirby's maximum fist, or whatever the heck you want to call it.
The only point I'm trying to make is that he gets an accessory when he, you know, swallows someone or eats them.
Yeah.
So, I mean, it would kind of be hard for them to put the accessories under the accessories.
So what happens when he absorbs a Wii Fit Trainer?
He puts on cargo shorts. Who the fuck?
He puts on an ass.
He gets pants.
A six pack.
He gets an ass.
Just like, do you even lift, bro?
No, he basically just turns into like two Kirby, so it's just a big butt.
So what happens
when
he gets Samus?
He turned into big boobs.
Or he just gets, you know, the Wii Fit balance board? He just holds it.
Oh, no.
Hey, nice butt there, Matt.
Thanks. Yeah,
nice butt, Matt.
Got it, Matt.
Thomas!
What?
Fucking great. Oh my god.
Jesus.
Dada.
So, Fox.
Oh, God.
The way how Fox has a new design, I'll bet anything there's going to be a new Star Fox game in the future.
He has the exact same design he had in Brawl.
Oh,
yeah, he'll have a different. It'll be the same.
Well, yeah, he'll still be the same. Moveset wise, he'll still be the same.
All right, is it just me or does it look like Fox wears a diaper on his head?
He kind of does.
But
let me go take a look.
But
he kinda does.
Stuff happens.
Okay, I'm glad it's not just me.
No, I noticed it like a while back.
Yeah, me too. I just never said anything.
I kept it to myself, thinking I was the only one.
Yeah, pretty much.
Okay, so Little Mac.
Awesome fighter. He's gonna be truly something.
Top tier. Air control C, maybe.
Stuff is a thing and we know it.
Yeah. Yeah, what Matt said.
Got Wireframe too from the arcade, like as a costume.
Yeah, that was pretty cool.
I like how
Sakurai said, "Yeah, we're not gonna have some alternate costumes because we think it will detract from who the characters are."
Yeah,
oh, right. By the way, here are all these alternate costumes.
Well, he needed it, honestly, because he came out on arcade before he came out on console, so it's only fair.
Just give me a Proto Man skin, and I will be okay.
Hell yeah!
Oh my god, I love Proto.
I want base, damn it.
Give me a Proto Man skin, like, complete with the sunglasses, you know, the visor and everything, and I will be perfectly fine.
No. Same here.
Yep.
So we're at Greninja.
Okay.
I love Greninja.
I was actually very, very surprised at that.
I think everyone was, dude.
I mean, I knew there was. I heard the X and Y, you know, trainer battle theme, and I went, okay, obviously there's a Pokemon from X and Y coming in there. There has to be. Then I see, you know, a silhouette, and I'm like, okay, it's got to be X and Y, but the question is, who or what is it going to be? Then I see energy forming. Then you find out it's in the shape of a shuriken, and I went, "What a shuriken? You're fucking kidding me, Greninja? Really?"
Yeah.
I love Greninja.
It's Naruto.
He's awesome. He's gonna be super fast.
Like, I'm not gonna lie though. I like how his down B counter is substitute. I mean,
that's pretty fucking cool.
It's pretty
cool. That was pretty cool. I like his taunt. He just has like little water fountains coming out of his hands and stuff.
Yeah.
And my thing is, I think with him doing his substitute, he might actually take a little damage from himself. Like,
well,
he'll add a little percentage, you know?
I doubt it.
Well, yeah, remember when you do substitute. Yeah, substitute.
Well, if you remember, if you use substitute, you lose some HP to.
Yeah, you lose like 20% of your HP, if I'm not mistaken.
Yeah, it's 20%.
I wonder what
they showed Greninja. They showed Greninja's Final Smash, right? Like,
Pokemon,
it was him just.
It's Strider. It's Strider.
Yeah.
It's like Strider. That's what they're doing with his Final Smash.
I'm not gonna like his water shuriken. The water shuriken move. I like how it deals as much damage as like Pit's original forward B in Brawl.
Mm-hmm.
Has anyone played the new Strider? It's so good.
No. Oh my god.
It's pretty amazing.
It plays like sex. It's just great.
It's so good.
There's only one issue I have about the new Strider. Like, I was expecting like online co-op or offline co-op or something of that nature.
Why would there be co-op in Strider?
No, I mean, like, well, because remember, in the Strider manga, in the Strider series in general, there were other Striders in the Strider series, especially in the manga. Like, you know, Hiryu actually has a sister whom he had to target and assassinate.
Yeah, but he's the best Strider.
He's one of the top three. He's just at the top of the top three. But there are two more that are pretty much on par with him. I mean, that are practically on par with him. In all honesty, I just wanted to see, like, other playable characters. Like, he's got different colors, you know, in the game, like, different color outfits and stuff like that, which show different types of Striders. And I thought, hey, why couldn't they have just done online, offline co-op with that? Kind of like what they did with Moondiver.
Yeah, it makes sense. I mean, I don't get why.
I completely forgot about Moondiver.
God, Moondiver was so fun.
Greninja follows that trend of being a Pokemon that no one fucking expected. Like the Pokemon trainer in Brawl.
Dude, I loved the Pokemon trainer from Brawl.
I only loved playing as Pokemon trainer for Charizard.
That's why Charizard's in.
Like,
that's why it's only him.
Ivysaur player. Like, hands down.
Yeah,
Yeah, Pokemon trainer.
What I was saying was that Pokemon trainer was completely out of nowhere.
Fucking Thomas.
What?
How can we take this serious?
Damn.
Jeez.
I don't know what you guys are going on about.
Really? I have a heart attack here, man.
Reggie's got some nice bahonkas.
I know, right? Look at his face.
No, his body is ready.
I'm not sure if mine is ready.
Guys, we're trying to have a serious conversation about Smash, and you're all talking about Reggie and bahonkas. What the fuck is going on?
picture. But anyways, Pikachu. What picture? Pikachu. Don't make me get started on Pikachu.
I like how his thunder actually comes from a cloud now.
Yeah, that's pretty cool.
So
yeah,
if you're like
down
under...
A into down B, into down B, it's forever going to be that way.
So if you're like in the underground on like like an underground in a stage, you can use it.
Oh wait, you can.
Because like in Brawl, say you used it on the temple stage, like Hyrule Temple.
It just
temple.
Went on top. It hit the top floor.
Exactly.
Right?
You would be able to fucking use it. But now with that cloud, it makes it possible for you to use it wherever.
That's actually pretty cool.
Yeah.
Like, Pikachu, I don't see him changing much, honestly. He'll have probably the same moveset.
I want his final smash to be different, though.
I want his final smash to be Volt Tackle, but, like, actual legit Volt Tackle, not that stupid Sonic clone bullshit.
Oh, you mean the thing that you can easily dash around with if you time it right? I mean, that you can easily, like, dodge if you time it right?
That was supposed to be his Volt Tackle. I want to see him actually Volt Tackle.
Controlling that thing was like trying to cure cancer. Like, what the
fuck? It was like Sonic the Hedgehog's. Like, you couldn't control it. Like, Super
Sonic.
Like Sonic
the Hedgehog's Down Syndrome brother.
It was like playing Sonic 06.
Oh, God.
Sonic 06.
I still
want to
play it, though. I want to still play
Jesse,
Sonic 06.
Play it.
Jesse, I own it.
If at any
Xbox
time you want to play Sonic 06.
Or PS3?
Xbox.
Damn it.
I have the PS3 version.
Oh my God, when can I see you so I can borrow the game?
For the record, the only time you will want to play that game is for Silver. I'm letting you know right now.
No, you are not. You are such a dick. Silver is literally the worst part
game.
Of that game. Shadow is the only good
for
part.
Reasons.
And even that then is
Oh, what, Sonic 06?
Yeah.
Silver is literally the
That's
worst
all about
part.
The Mephiles, dude.
The what?
Mephiles.
Oh, Mephiles. Well, he's only in Shadow's part, though. That's what I'm saying.
Anyways, Bowser stands up now. That's the thing.
Bowser's... What? Oh, yeah, he stands up.
His whole moveset is different, and I fucking...
Oh, and he runs now. He runs.
He actually runs and doesn't use his little turtle shell. And
yeah, like, he runs, and that actually makes him a lot more terrifying. If I saw Bowser running towards me, I'd be, like, shitting myself.
He's getting an actual
Bowser
speed
Bowser
boost.
Just going like... Eh,
I
hope. That little weird fucking turtle
skin. Oh yeah, that little weird thing that he does when he runs.
Like, whatever. What even was that? Like, what?
It was him in his turtle shell trying to act cool. And
well, no, he doesn't even go in his turtle shell. He just kind of squats over and starts scooting across the...
Oh, you mean his poop attack? Like,
oh, his
he had some
run.
Really, yeah, he had really bad Taco Bell. That's why he did that. Like, have you ever had Taco Bell shit? It's like, come on now.
Hey, man. Happy hour grillers, just saying.
Oh, man. And then you have 2-hour toilet hour. Like...
I'm even more glad because of the customizable movesets, I can get rid of his fucking fire breath.
I like the fire breath.
It's useless garbage.
No, it's not that.
I mean,
it's
no breath. It's great, but you can't use it for anything ever.
Agumon should be in Smash.
Agumon is on my t-shirt, which I have, and match jelly because I have a Digimon t-shirt.
I have a Yu-Gi-Oh t-shirt.
Dude, I want a new
I got the Dark Magician Girl t-shirt.
I
what
have
up?
A Dark Magician.
Oh, you do? You dick? I wanted
yeah, dickhead.
Dude, I went to Hot Topic, and they had it, and it was an extra small. And then they had the Magician Girl, and I was like, she's pretty hot, and her tits look really nice, so I'm like, I'll buy it.
Basically,
that's
the
only
best.
Reason why.
He's the only
I
good
would
character
never wear it. Never wear it. I want to get back in Yu-Gi-Oh, Matt. Like,
okay.
Dude, you know Solid Snake is in Yu-Gi-Oh.
Shut up.
He is.
Yeah, it's called Tactical Espionage Expert.
Yep.
God damn.
Yep.
It's not.
No, so is the Belmonts with a fucking Vampire Hunter.
Oh my God.
Vampire Hunters or whatever. Anyways, to Pit. Pit. He's a thing.
Still hate Pit, but.
He is a thing. Here's to him not having the forward B spam anymore.
The fight is on! The fight is on!
The fight is actually on.
His reflector reflects both ways now. Like, behind him and in front of him.
I'm okay with that. As long as there's no side B, like no forward B spamming anymore with Pit, I'm okay with that.
Also, this is a more of a technical thing with Smash Bros. I want to have to press the button in order to do the combos.
Mm-hmm.
Because in Brawl, you could just hold the button and it would do all the moves. Like if you held down the A button, it would do the full 3-hit combo with any character. Or like if like the rapid kick that Fox does, you just hold it down and he just does the kick without having to press the button.
That's so gay. Like, and then back to my favorite character that got nerfed, Olimar. 3 Pikmin. Yay. Go me. I'm not using them anymore, sadly. He used to be my favorite fucking character in Brawl. Now he's like, shit. I'm so disappointed in him.
They made him more, I don't know, like, easier to deal with, though. Like, you don't have that much to deal with now because you only have those 3.
Dude,
and they come in a set, they come in a fixed man,
Pattern and stuff.
So that you know what you're getting. Okay, so this episode's kind of gone on longer than we anticipated, so we're going to save the rest for a second part. And we're going to close out with a new segment that Jesse can take from here.
Alright. Dear assholes! That's how we're going with this. I don't know if you guys heard, but apparently X Games is going to have Call of Duty as a sport this year.
What?
And it's going to be sponsored by Mountain Dew and Doritos.
Hell yeah!
So, apparently it's going to be broadcast on live television on ESPN. It's going to be broadcast on their main website. It's going to be streamed on Twitch. It's going to be, like, everywhere. It's powered by, honestly, Doritos and Mountain Dew. I'm not fucking lying.
Damn.
So, my point is, why in the fuck is there video games in my goddamn X Games? It doesn't make fucking sense.
What's more extreme than Call of Duty?
These assholes are telling me I can't watch my snowboarding, I can't watch my extreme volleyball, I can't watch my fucking beer chugging competition. I have to sit down and watch 4 hours of fucking Call of Duty. This is cax! That's what it is.
Oh my god.
This is what it is. This is fucking cax! But yeah, that's pretty much it. I'm fucking pissed. Like, honestly, I don't care because, like, the X Games died in the 90s, but still, it's fucking bullshit.
The X Games is a product of only the 90s.
Thomas, shut the fuck up. It's the X Games. It's like Grape Kool-Aid and fucking Popeye's Chicken.
Fucking Goofy went to the X Games, okay? Fucking Extreme Goofy Movie 2.
Oh my god, no.
Shut the fuck up about it. The X Games is important to me.
Look at that movie, Goofy had sex with the librarian.
Thomas, don't make me go over there and make you watch me fuck your mother.
Oh.
Jesse.
Apparently the X Games are important to you then.
Last time I checked, I was the mom con.
You shut the fuck up, Edward.
But that's pretty much it. Like, I don't understand why sports have to have video games now. I know they're trying to pull, like, the whole geek culture, but
it's
not
e-sports.
Needed, honestly.
It's esports. They're trying to do something with that, and it's kind of stupid.
Yeah, honestly, and especially, like, they picked Call of Duty of all things. Like, that's what pissed me off the most.
Just give me...
And the whole, like...
Street Fighter.
And the
I'm
whole
sorry,
that
they
it's
Street
sponsored...
Fighter because Capcom.
It's sponsored by fucking Doritos and Mountain Dew.
It should
Mountain Dew and
check. Wait, hold on a second. Call of Duty being an X game sponsored by Doritos and Mountain Dew. Last time I checked, that was Halo territory. What the hell's going on now?
I don't know. ESPN's just took up that bandwagon.
I don't know, man. I don't know.
Anyway, thank you, Jesse, for that segment.
Yeah. That is going to be a thing.
What, Dear Assholes?
Yeah!
Next week is Gen 3 Remake.
God.
It's still grinding my gears.
All right.
Like, I'm beyond pissed about that.
All right, guys.
Bye. All
right, see ya.
Peace.
Bye, everybody.
Okay, now I can say it. I hate Jews. I hate blacks. I hate gays. I like potatoes.